So we're so happy. Like Cindy said, we start celebrating the Christmas season early here, and we love it. It's our time. We are love Jesus the Christ, and that Christ Spirit is with us always. But this time of year, we remember it a little bit more and take a few more steps. So preparing your Christmas heart. Christmas is a beautiful season. It's time when we, mankind, give ourselves permission to rise above human nature. We give ourselves a time to just let go of the logical, reasonable way of acting that would keep us in lockstep with our brother man on the planet. So what we do is we say, forget this stuff. Let's take some magic back into our life. Magic is a good thing. And seems like we, as we get older, have a propensity to lose our grasp of magic. So Christmas is a magical time of the year. And what we can do is give ourselves permission to rise above the race consciousness. And then we can allow the inner beauty and harmony, our heavenly state, to flow through our manifestation into the world. Because that's who we are. Our Christmas heart is our natural heart. It's our authentic heart. It's who we are. And we give ourselves permission to live who we are a couple of weeks a year. What's wrong with that picture? We'll look at the world. We can shift and we can change the world, but it begins with us. And begin to really look at the choices that we're making and then the actions that we're taking. But I think the true gift of the season is that it awakens our potential. It awakens our potential. That light just quickens that light within our heart. The light that lighteth every man, every woman who come into the planet. You know, we're doing metaphysics of Christmas every year. And so when you come this year, when you all come this year and see this beautiful musical extravaganza, we sing some nice songs. But one of the songs that I really like is Emmanuel. Emmanuel, our Lord is with us, our God is with us. In our hearts, he will prepare the way. Every soul will see a brighter day. And in the oneness of our God will be revealed. In our hearts, he will prepare the way. Every soul will see a brighter day, and the oneness of our God shall be revealed. What a beautiful gift. What a beautiful gift of Jesus the Christ. And that's our, I think, our mission is to become aware of who we are, become aware of the God that's within us all, and then to begin to allow that love to flow. And it's when we take the time and set our intention and make a choice to be aware of who we truly are and then to begin to walk at it, that's when we begin to know our true purpose. We know who we are and we know what we're doing. We don't have to ask, I hope I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. We don't even have to ask, how am I doing? Because the only one that knows how you're doing, truly, is you. And isn't that a beautiful gift? We can quit looking without into the outer for validation, support, when we have everything we need within us. Our presence to guide us, to reveal our purpose to ourselves, preparing our hearts for Christmas. And like I shared earlier, you know, we give ourselves permission to be who we are a couple weeks, a year. And Cindy and I went to the mall on Black Friday, and that's one of those past things again, because Black Friday is every Friday. But we went, but we didn't get up early and drive to the mall and get with the masses, because the masses weren't there. But we went there, and I goes, oh, wow, I'm kind of excited to go, because I like to just get up there and then look down and see Santa and all the kids. And so we go in the mall, we're walking around, and There's no Santa in the middle of the mall like there always is. It's like, holy mackerel, what's going on? I know times are tough, but let's not forget. And so Cindy had some things that she had to get through. We moved around, and then we went downstairs, and we saw one of the stores that was Santa's Kingdom. So it's tucked off to the side, but it's nice and decorated. There weren't any kids, you know, no one knows where it's at. And so we looked in there, and went, oh, Santa's. And so there was a girl outside, and I said, Santa in there? Yeah. And so I walked in. We walked in, you know, it's like, walked down this aisle. It's very cool. It's decorated very nice. And then off to one side, Santa's sitting in a big chair. I walks in. Hey, Santa. He says, come here and sit down. I don't have my granddaughter with me today. I would. No, come on and sit down. So I'm for magic. So I go and sit down. I sit down with Santa, and he's nice. And we do our pleasantries, and then he goes, well, what do you want for Christmas? I said, this is going to sound kind of cliche, but I want world peace for Christmas, you know? Gosh, if we don't ask, we won't ever get it. And so I said, it sounds weird, but I'm going to ask for that. And then we talked a little bit, and it was okay. And then Cindy came in, and she wouldn't sit down with us. So I don't know why. But, sometimes we can get out of our comfort zone or even the roles that we're supposed to play. Yes, I sat, and there are recordings of it, so we can check that out. So within our heart, he will prepare the way, you see. And the mission statement for InterQuest is, the journey of life is to know oneself. The path begins in the heart. We got that from God 32 years ago. We had our birthday a couple of weeks ago. InterQuest, 32 years, going on 33. So we just want to say thank you to all the love and support that we've had all these years. But that has been our mission statement. The journey of life is to know oneself. The path begins in our heart. The only way that we can know ourselves is to go within to that God light, that God love. And then our truth will be revealed to ourself. We can be self-aware. We can experience self-mastery in our manifestations and creations on the planet. And all we have to do is look within. We don't have to look to anyone else. Mike and Heather don't need this, but I'm going to say, you guys are beautiful, and you make beautiful music, and you write good songs, and we love you. But they aren't doing it for me, or the accolades, that's who they are. They're music and creativity. And it's really cool to live and move and have our being among humans that are living and having their being in their God awareness. And that's a simple, our mission, okay? Our true power lies in being a child of God, in the love that you are one with God. Just being a child of God, we define that. It's not in a book. David's David, Cindy's Cindy, I am Patrick. Thank heavens there's not more. That was a joke. So as we begin to really ask and begin to feel, we can be that essence, that unique individual essence expression of God that we came to give. That's our gift, you know. So our homework, we always give homework here. And so your homework is to, this week, just go out and be. Be your unique expression on the planet, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And it'll be perfect. And you know what? That simple act of being will support on many, many levels the person that you're being with to be who they are. That's how it works. We're connected. When one is freed, all are freed. Free yourself to be who you are, and you free your people. We can free the world to be who we came to be. And that's every day. Our Christmas heart is our authentic heart. It's who we are. It's the light I am. the birth of Jesus the Christ freed us to be our authentic self and revealed that we are always being guided. We are always being guided. And that's, we ask for guidance, but sometimes we let those old reason and logic and old identities and patterns to get in the way of the guidance that's for us right now. Right now. A real long time ago, in one of my services around this time, you know, Jesus and Mary, and they're going to pay their taxes, and it's getting late at night, and everything's filled up. The inn is full. Do you remember that when you were a kid? The inn is full. My goodness, okay, the inn is full. You know what? The inn did not have room for the Christ. So I said, wow, think of yourself as an inn. Are we filled up with a lot of stuff that takes up the space of Christ? The Christ love, the Christ led I am? We might have rooms that are filled with anger or less than or ego. There's a million words. There's 8 million words. There's 8 million people on the planet. And so to begin to really accept who we are. We are God's beloved son. We are God's beloved daughter. We're spirit, unlimited. And the only limitations that we experience are the ones we put on ourselves. It's crazy. And then we ask, did I do that? Time to go back. We're always guided. What a beautiful gift. That's one of the gifts. That's what Jesus said. It's the Father within. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven is the counsel of God. Seek ye first. I think we should say that as seek ye always the kingdom of God. Seek ye always the counsel of God. Beginning, middle, and end. Keep connected. Keep in the flow of divine order. Keep in the flow of supporting your purpose on the planet. Jesus walked among us. Jesus did not walk above us. Jesus walks among us today. And all we have to do is ask to see, to feel, to know. Omnipresence, everywhere present. And all we have to do is ask. Are we worthy enough to ask? Yes, we are. A resounding yes from the audience. Everyone's worthy. We can do this. We just have to ask. We've got to let human nature go and let our spiritual awareness come to the forefront, come to the top, and begin to see, create, and experience from that level of consciousness. He would always say, it's the Father within who doeth the works. It's the Father within who speaks the words. He taught us that as we dwell within, we'll begin to know oneness with our Father, with God. This is where we know God's within our heart. It's not in a church, temple, synagogue. Nature even. The God within. And once we know the God within, then we can begin to know and recognize the God within each other, the God within creation, the God within all life. But it begins with us. The path begins in the heart. To know who we are, then we can recognize who everyone else is. That's the gift of love. We look at love at such a low, mundane level. And love is the most powerful creative energy of the universe. And all we have to do is choose. Choose to be lifted. Choose to be more loving. Choose to be open to the guidance that's ever present and to know that. So it's to go within. When we dwell within, we will begin to know Father and know who we are. The life... The life of Jesus was a series of simple acts of kindness. What do you think of that? Isn't that a pretty simple when people would look at Jesus, and see, I'm saying it real simple, a series of simple acts of kindness. It's not what he said, it's what he did. He's 7 years old. His grandma and grandpa are going to give him a birthday party. What do you want, Jesus? I want to throw a party for all the poor kids in the village. Okay, ask and you shall receive. He runs around, gets 30, 40 kids, brings them home, they have a big party. That's what he wanted. He's inclusive. He's kind. He's loving. He's in the temple when he's 12 years old. We know that story. His parents lose him. They go back a couple days later. What are you doing? I'm about my father's business, Mom, Dad. You know, he wasn't brash or delinquent. This is what I'm doing. You know who I am, you say. And he was kind. And he went around and shook all the master's hands and said, got to go with my mom and dad home. And went home a nice young man. You see, he was nice and kind. Whenever he dealt with the rabbis and the priests, he was always kind. He would never tell them, he would ask. And then when he traveled throughout the world, he'd go to Indians at these big temples and these hierophant people, and he never told them. He would share with them. When they would want to create separation, division, and class, no, my father wouldn't create anyone. We're all equal. See? That's a kind thing to say. We're all equal. Do with it what you want. And then he went to the sudras in the slave class and talked with them and taught them. And he didn't create a revolution to free them. He created a quickening in their heart so that they could begin to understand and know who they were. Open up the windows of your heart and a light will flood in and reveal to you who you are. Maybe get some understanding why you chose to be a slave that lifetime. Rejoice in your karma. Because you're going to be gone and you're coming back. Eternal. Kindness, kindness, kindness. When he started his mission, got back home, and he wasn't getting, he wasn't getting the love from most people. But it didn't stop him from being kind no matter what. Kind and loving to everyone. Kind and loving to everyone. That's our nature. That's our authentic heart. So Jesus didn't tell us what to do. He showed us what we can do. See, we can do this. But then we got this little hashtag. But it's the Father within who doeth the works. How's that? We're this instrument with all this intellect and information, but it's the wisdom and love of God that can direct the energy of transformation. Miracles. Jesus was a simple, humble, radiant being of light. He didn't get on a soapbox and say, look at me. He was just about the Father's business. It's a beautiful story, but it boils right down to simple acts of kindness. And so we hear the words, follow me, in simple acts of kindness. But man, in our ego, we want to walk on water. We're going to manifest. See what I'm saying? That was just to get the attention. Follow me in loving service. Follow me in being the kindness you came to be. That's our Christmas heart. That's our authentic heart. It's who we are. And as we give ourselves permission to just live freely who we are, everything will be given unto us. And that's another one of those magical things. It's hard for us to connect the dots. God creates all things and keeps them in existence. And if we look at nature, they're taking care of the birds in their radiant feathers, the trees, the flowers, everything. Okay? Who feeds and waters them? God. Those are the ones that are pretty. We can work at it. But if it doesn't work out the exact way we want to, we failed. When I plant a lot of trees and grass at my house, I plant them and give them a good start, and I give them to God. Not jokingly, but they're God's. And that's what we can begin to do in a simple way, simple acts of kindness in however we're living life, to let go. To let go. Hanging on keeps us stuck. Hanging on keeps us from taking the steps we could take to be the free expression of God's unique love made manifest through your unique expression. And we can do it every day. We don't have to do it for a couple of weeks during Christmas season. Jesus' presence, his love transformed then, and it transforms now. We are a metaphysical Christian church, and we love Jesus the Christ and know Jesus the Christ. And I'm not saying that from my head. We do a lot of work with people, and we ask that Jesus be with us, and people see him. Hey, Jesus was standing at the table. Yeah, I know. We ask to know. We ask to be. We ask to allow that spiritual essence to flow through us, through our life. So the question is, here's the answer. We are the chooser. Okay, here's the answer. Okay, we play Jeopardy. We are the chooser. What's the question? Are we ready to choose? Are we ready to choose to know God greater, to know ourselves greater, to free ourselves from past limitations that limit our expression as the radiant sons and daughters of God? The answer is we are the chooser. This season, maybe unconsciously or subconsciously, we're giving ourselves permission to live a little freer, to buy a couple more presents, to be kinder, you see? And we're all still here. We've been doing it for years, so it doesn't kill us. So to continue our journey, awake, responsive to that guidance that's ever present. It's a beautiful gift, the gift that Jesus brought us, waking up mankind to their true identity and their true potential. And it's ours to choose. Let's go within. Let's all close your eyes and once again just breathe that gentle breath. And as you breathe in, just ask that God's love fill you. Holy breath is the only breath. Breathe in holy breath. Ask to feel God's love. And as you breathe, just feel your heart being filled with love. So just breathe in God's love. And as you breathe in God's love, ask to feel God's love now. Just breathe and take your awareness within. Ask to feel God's love. I ask to feel your love, Father. And just breathe. Just breathing with awareness. As you've asked, you shall receive. Ask to feel God's love. Breathe. And feel. Feel that subtle presence within, ever guiding, ever-loving, totally accepting your unique manifestation. As you breathe and feel, I want you to look at yourself with the eyes of spirit, the eyes of love, and just allow that energy to go beyond the surface. To begin to truly see who you are. To see your goodness. To see your kindness. To see your love. To see your light. Just breathe. And ask to see your unique essence, your unique light. Just breathe. Just breathe and feel waves of love just sweeping through your body. Transmuting and transforming to light. Each cell, each atom, each particle of your being now. Breathe and feel the love within your heart. The beauty within your heart. The harmony within your heart as it sweeps through your body, through your body consciousness. Be still and know this is who you are. Take a breath. Gently wiggle your toes and fingers. And gently open your eyes. This Christmas season, we can transform our human nature into the divine truth, the living light I am and be. So let's go forth and be who we came to be. Yay, God.